This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
That, from cover-up to catastrophe, it's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, if you missed the show, and I say this because we're about to dive into a topic that we covered on a Friday's show, and we have to go. There are a lot of people freaking out because the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, has really just done it this time. They've stepped in it big time in relation to this thing called cannabidiol and what they claim it is, and because of that, we have to do a very special update. We call it our cannabis update, and this is about what it sounds like.
Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. Pass the Gucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
The federal government's insane demonization of a plant that God created, cannabis. No, not marijuana. That's a somewhat racist term, derogatory term to make you frightened of it because you're frightened of Mexicans. Cannabis, this plant, which has been used for thousands of years for many things. In the over the course of the 20th century, even though the government promoted the use of hemp, the growth of it, in fact, it was patriotic to grow hemp for the war. And then at a certain point, they said, we got to ban this stuff because, man, people are using it and they're not going to buy the drugs, the antidepressants that we're going to come out with. They're not going to buy the chemotherapy because of this plant and what it can do for cancer. And, of course, the antispasmodic drugs, these things where you're dealing with seizures, especially childhood seizure activity, they'll never buy the drugs for that. If they know what cannabis can do. And so people have been investigating this outside of the United States because the United States became the anti-science administrations when they said this plant is Schedule One. It is only dangerous and addictive. It has no benefit whatsoever. Oh, really? Really? Scientific studies conducted around the world, particularly in Israel, would dispute that. Over the years, they found benefit for THC and CBD, among many other cannabinoids contained in the cannabis plant. We have been covering extensively over the past few years cannabidiol, CBD, because it is available in all 50 states legally without a prescription as a dietary supplement. In fact, Ty Bollinger and I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, our book together, whole section on cannabis. And all the cures that it can bring you. So we have seen a growing pushback on the federal government against prohibition via the states and the people, the 10th Amendment. Folks, we do political healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not just physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, yes, political, yes, economic, yes, all of it involved. And we bring the principles that I've learned about in healing and other places, so that you can apply them appropriately in all areas of your life. And in this case, the cannabis plant. Now, CBD was growing in popularity as a dietary supplement from the hemp plant, industrial hemp plant, not cannabis that you could smoke. It wouldn't make you high. And the DEA decided, hey, we're going to add a code because we don't have a code for hemp extracts. And somebody whispered in their ear from Big Pharma and said, hey, you know what? Make it apply to everything. We talked about it with Stuart Tonk on Friday. Go back and listen in the archives. You can go to SoundCloud or GCN, wherever you go, and you'll understand what's going on here. So the DEA came out and said, you know what? It's now a Schedule 1, too, CBD. Schedule 1. Has no benefit, only dangerous. It's like crack cocaine. It's ludicrous. Absolutely absurd. And the DEA thinks it can get away with it. In the past, I would have agreed. I don't think so now. The political winds have shifted. 26 or more states in the District of Columbia now, including Florida, have pushed back on the feds and legalized via some constitutional amendment, some via a voter turnout, others legislative action in the states, to make legal that which is lawful, a plant that God created. Some for only medical use, others for even recreational use for those who indulge in that sort of use. The reality is the DEA thinks it's going to make a kibosh happen on CBD in health food stores or direct to you. I would say go online right now to pluscbdoil.com and order some CBD direct delivered to you. It's not THC. It won't make you high, but it's extraordinary. And when you do, put in the code RSB15. You'll get 15% off. Now, it's not about resting on laurels because, you know, there's a big pushback. But what the feds are trying to do here is worse than the bologna from Newfoundland, which might actually be good. I don't know. I haven't been there to eat it.
Is it organic? I don't know.
That's the question I want answered. So somebody from Newfoundland, right, will tell us this. CBD fights back lawsuit filed against the DEA. We've got THCMag.com has an article about it by DJ Reitz. And he says a lawsuit filed January 13th was trying to push back on DEA. Under the Controlled Substances Act, trying to effectively codify all cannabinoids derived from marijuana or hemp as Schedule 1. And this was filed in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco on the same day. The ruling was set to take effect for an imperative judicial review of the decision. DEA overstepped. That's what this is all about. And the pushback has already happened on the state level against not just CBD but THC and the DEA's unconscionable prohibition. But the federal government is not getting authority from the Constitution. You must know that. You simply have to know this. It is claiming authority from UN treaty against narcotics trafficking. It is not constitutional. It is an international treaty. This is important if you care about America and the rules that America makes for Americans. And this is why Donald Trump is about to take office. If they don't take him out before he gets in, because I think Ron Paul has put out a warning, say, look out for the shadow government to say, we don't want this guy in here. I mean, there's some crazy stuff going on behind the scenes. Pray for the man. I don't care if you disagree with him on a lot of things politically, but this guy is pro-American. And I think that's good for the world, too, if we can withstand our tendency to want to be everywhere all of the time around the world, including here in our own backyard where the federal government says we want to be in your business everywhere. Right. And the leftists say, get out of our bedroom. Right. And those on the right say, I don't want to go into the dialectic right now. This is about a plant God created. Right. Push back on the DEA. I think it will succeed. But don't cower in fear. If you're a health food store carrying plus CBD oil, if you are a consumer, I hesitate to call you a consumer. I don't like that derogatory term. If you're a human being who wants to utilize CBD, don't cower in fear. Push back. Push back. Let everybody know about what this is, because we even have, as our alibi, as our support, the National Academy of Sciences now. The NAS. By the way, Andy, go ahead and give a call. We want to get Dr. Anna Kabeca on soon, so go ahead and reach out to her if you don't mind, because we've got ladies this hour, especially menopausal. If you're dealing with female-specific issues in menopause, Dr. Kabeca is going to help us all out in this case, particularly the ladies, all right? Coming up next, National Academy of Sciences issues landmark statement on medical cannabis. It acknowledges what the DEA is saying is bunk, that there is validity to the use of CBD and THC, I might add, the whole plant, that there is science to support its use for beneficial health effects. It can be used as a drug. It is not worthless. It is not simply dangerous. In fact, one of the statements they admit and acknowledge in the studies through the National Academy of Sciences is smoking cannabis Not that I'm a big fan of that. But smoking cannabis does not even increase the risk of cancers that are often associated with tobacco use. We talked about that a couple of years ago. I was shocked about that.
That's huge.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to get Dr. Anna on board in just a moment. But I just want to let all the ladies know, especially, very special segments coming up for you. But here as we talk about the DEA trying to prevent you from accessing a plant that God created, known as cannabis, now the National Academy of Sciences has actually come out and said, you know what? There is medicinal benefit to this plant. So what is the DEA going to do? Remember, they're not answering to the American people. They're not even answering to Congress at this point. To make that Schedule 1 means they're answering to the United Nations. Yes, the International Treaty Against Trafficking Narcotics. You think cannabis, that plant, is a narcotic? Sure, it could have impact on pain reduction, but that's a good thing. It can pull people off of their addiction. Deadly addiction to opioids. That's a wonderful thing, an extraordinary thing. We should be praising it, lauding it, and making it more available, not less available. And as I've said, even in the case of my daughter dealing with her menstrual pains once a month, the CBD has been better than anything my wife used when she was having menstrual pains years ago when she was cycling. And they had, what do they have, Midol and horrible, you know, synthetic, non-sterile, anti-inflammatory drugs and worse. Opioids in the worst case. Yeah, indeed. And imagine that, CBD helping ladies with that kind of difficulty every month. So we got that going on. Super Don, you got anything to add before we bring Dr. Anna on?
Yeah,
the show
I think it's a landmark moment where you've got the National Academy of Sciences. They're a prestigious organization. They're respected. It can no longer be said that there has not been any proof of the medicinal benefit of the cannabis plant. I mean, it's right there, front and center now. And they did, listen, they do also point out, if anybody's thinking that there's like some favoritism in the findings here, the same report, they did note that chronic overuse can have some negative aspects when it comes to mental health issues or psychosocial issues, which, you know, look, I mean, we weren't disputing that ever.
No.
Have
you ever met a pothead who wasn't super paranoid?
No.
Right? There is some impact there. Yeah.
Chronic overuse of anything is not good. But, you know, the fact that they have now established the fact that there is significant therapeutic benefit to this plant means that I think maybe the next time it comes around to this, for this to be rescheduled, we may succeed.
Yeah, if we pull out of the United Nations or defund it, because they're playing a game on the American people trying to prohibit this plant, this good medicine from God, and more. We're going to be talking about some female health issues specific to a question of the day coming up. Ladies that are menopausal, you're going to want to stand by, and, well, the men who love them as well. You're going to want to listen to this. Dr. Anna Kubecka joins us next.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible.
Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Every once in a while on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got to balance out the raw masculinity of me and Super D, right?
Yeah, men are great cavemen.
I got to hang out with my buddy Alex Jameson, along with Joni Abbott, who always brings the feminine balance to us as well, with a lot of issues that we can't cover as well. And Alex says, oh, man, you really need to talk to my friend Dr. Anna Kabeka. She's doing some great work for women that are going through menopause, having vulvar issues, vaginal dryness. And, you know, of course, you know, us guys are going, what do we know about that? We can't really talk about that, right? Now, as a homeopath, I do have remedies for that that can be taken, but the expertise of someone like Dr. Anna, I was very excited to learn about. She's an OBGYN, graduated from where I was for a while, Emory University, years ago. And now she's writing, she's got a blog, she's teaching, she's lecturing, and she's got a website linked up at the Robert Scott Bell Show notes today. We'll tell you about it. But Dr. Anna Kabeka, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here, and especially to spread the word about menopausal health as well.
Yeah, so what is it that got you? I mean, obviously, as an OB, you're focused on female health, but, you know, was there something that drew you to say, you know what, I really need to get some more information out about this specifically?
Well, I will tell you that, you know, as you mentioned, I trained at Emory University in Atlanta, and because I was a National Health Service Corps scholar, I moved to the coast of Georgia. And so one of my first clients in practice, I was the first female OBGYNs in the area, coming from Emory. And so there was a waiting list to see me. And this one of my first patients, I swear, Robert, was a 63-year-old biotech exec, you know, 5'10", silver hair, slim and very assertive. And she said, Dr. Quebec, I've waited for months to see you. I'm a woman of the 60s. My sexual health is very important to me. But I had a diagnosis at Emory of DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ of the breast, and they're told I can't have hormones. I have vaginal dryness, no interest in sex, and I'd rather die than live this way. And what are you going to do to help me, doctor? So I was like, whoa, okay, let me look in my doctor's bag. Surely I have something. And I looked and I looked and I looked. And, you know, needless to say, I went to the research and said, well, what really can I do to help? And when this is in 1999. What can I do to help women with sexual health, with history of breast disease? And that's where I started working in sexual health. I started looking for answers because there was very little, if anything, and even when we did testing, hormone testing, like I would do a testosterone level, and it was very unspecific lab test at that time, so the testosterone level in a woman would come back as zero and be read as normal. And so, you know, I mean, it's like, wait, that can't be normal. And that started me on this field.
Well, this motivation, of course, is, you know, what drives some that have open minds to go beyond the box, you know, the limited box of training. As you said, you open up your toolbox and you go, wait a second, we got synthetic hormones, we got different drugs, we got, you know, surgical procedures. It's like, why didn't you stop there? Why didn't you say there's got to be something better, something more, maybe something safer, more natural?
So, well, my background further than that is I grew up in a very international household with Buddha's medicine, and that was part of my upbringing. I had an osteopathic medical background and then the Emory University allopathic OBGYN training. But in this, before that, I worked in research for a couple years straight out of college for the Naval Medical Research Institute. So I was a researcher by heart. And so I always went to the research, always looked for the underlying reasons why this is happening and what can I do about it. Plus, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I've got to help this person. That's what I'm here for. I'm a physician. I'm here to help, educate, and heal to the best of my ability in cooperation with my patient. So I think that helped. And it just opened up this whole area that was really unexplored at the time in women's sexual health, especially in the menopause. Women were just like, okay, well, you know, estrogen, okay, you have a breast disease, sorry. You know, use Vaseline or KY jelly. That's your answer. And that's not the answer. And then I had to look and say, well, look at the research. Really, estrogen vaginally in a patient with DCIS is not contraindicated. So let's talk about this. And let's look at, and then I started looking at androgen therapy using testosterone, DHEA intravaginally, bioidentical hormones, and feeling really safe. And plus, you know, I mean, I was able to follow this woman over the years. She's in her mid-70s now, still mm-hmm. lobbies on Capitol Hill. Her bone density is better than it was in 1999. And you think, okay, well, it's definitely helped. So,
right.
So I've been able to see this over my decades of practice, improve
Beautiful.
Women's lives, and not only that, their relationships.
Stand by. We're going to improve that relationship even more as we connect with Dr. Anna Quebecca. She's terrific already, I can tell. And hooked us up with by Alex Jameson. I'm really pleased. And we've got a question of the day related to menopause and female function. You don't want to miss this. We'll be back. Go to robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to our syndicator, GCN, and our wonderful radio affiliates around the country and around the world now, thanks to the Internet. We are talking with Dr. Anna Kubeka, and she's OB, and boy, she's terrific. I just love her energy. I knew I would when Alex Jameson was the one to introduce us, and it would be a terrific, terrific thing to get on the radio and talk about these female-specific issues. Now, Dr. Anna, as you know, there was a question of the day that came in, and I sent it through Alex and then to you directly, and you've reviewed it, but the listeners don't know what this question is, so we are going to go to the question of the day right now.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, today's question of the day, and this is now for Dr. Anna Kubeka. It's for Michelle. She says, thank you for all your wonderful advice and work. I was hoping you could help me with my issue. I have been diagnosed with vaginal atrophy. I'm 57 years old and have an active sex life. I do not bleed after intercourse, and I do not find intercourse painful. However, I have suffered over the last 3 months with what I thought was a UTI. Burning sensations, slight pain when urinating, it'll come and go. A few days of discomfort and then all okay again. It doesn't necessarily coincide with the intercourse. I had a pap smear today and the doctor said my vagina was dry and the walls were thinning. I also have a polyp and she wants to send me to a gynecologist for further evaluation. Is there anything natural that I can do to alleviate my symptoms and reverse the vaginal atrophy? Thanking you in advance, Michelle. So I'm going to let you take this one because this is not my area of expertise.
Well, I think, first of all, big thank you for Michelle for being comfortable enough and writing this question and sharing it. And also, kudos to you, Robert, because she felt safe enough to send you this question. So you've created an awesome audience that trusts you. So that's a huge issue because this is a sensitive issue.
Yes, yes.
And I think there's several parts. First, I think I would like to explain what vaginal atrophy is and some of the reasons for it, also some of the natural treatments that we can do. Does that sound good?
Yeah, no, please let us all learn about this together.
Okay. So the first thing is, you know, Michelle says she had a diagnosis of vaginal atrophy on her pap smear. So if you've ever read, ladies, your own pap smear report and saw the words atrophic vaginitis, that's what it's referring to. And what that means is actually thinning of the mucous membranes. And all under that, the muscle, the connective tissue, a loss of the natural elasticity and fold of the vaginal wall. And so we see that on pap smear because we're looking at cells. And so it shows what we call atrophic cells and sometimes inflammation. And then you get the diagnosis atrophic vaginitis. And what that feels like is dryness during sex, sometimes burning sensation, slight pain after sex, or as Michelle experienced, intermittently with urination, because what's happening within the vagina is happening around the anus, is happening around the urethra and the bladder. So those same situations are happening. And there are several reasons that this happens to us as we get older, which it's important for us to understand what's going on because physiology drives behavior and there's a relationship. And having women who I've worked with, you know, tens of thousands of women in the menopausal age range and also throughout hormonal fluctuations from pregnancy, postpartum, pre-period, post-period, all that, and pre-menopause, post-menopause. So physiology drives behavior. Sometimes our mood feels off. We cranky. There's a monster within us that can erupt, and this is relating to hormone imbalance and inflammation. So we can look and say, okay, well, when our hormones are in balance, all our tissues are better, but also our brain. And that's important. Mood is important. So we want to feel good, too, especially as we're aging.
So how often or how common can we say this is for menopausal women overall? Is there a percentage that expect this should happen, or is this something that we shouldn't expect if certain things are done?
Well, I think there is over half of perimenopausal and menopausal women will experience this, and those numbers, that percentage increases as we get older. And we have less hormone production from the and from the adrenals. So there's a balance there, but also as we get older, there's those changes. In menopause, we have less estrogen and less androgens overall. But the cell membranes themselves can be maintained to be healthier, but what we typically see is a loss of the cell membrane health, loss of the normal bacterial flora, which is living, the healthy flora. So just like our intestines have to be healthy, our skin has to be healthy, the right. mucosa within our vagina has to be healthy, and many of the same things that help that help keep the vaginal health healthy as well. But hormones are really key in rejuvenating rejuvenating and reversing vaginal atrophy.
So how do we remedy this without resorting to cancer-causing synthetic estrogens and other things like that? I mean, are there more natural methods of systemic and or local benefit for recovery?
Yeah, there are absolutely a few things. First thing, in functional medicine, we always say, you know, remove anything that could be causing problems, such as, toxins or anything that could create inflammation. So here it could be if we're using panty liners that are non-organic, if we're using tampons, if we are, panties, detergent, et cetera, that could be transmitted to the skin, lotions, shower gels, shampoos, et cetera, that are loaded with toxins. Affect us, especially the delicate mucous membranes of the, and skin of the vulvar area, so the area between our legs is the vulva, and the vaginal area. So first it's to eliminate that toxin and keep yourself healthy. So the cell membranes within the mucosa are hugely reliant on healthy omega-3, you know, omegas.
Mm-hmm.
So our fish oils, so again, a low inflammatory diet, such as, you know, high in omegas, high in healthy protein, and low in carbohydrates and any hormone disruptors. So stay organic, hormone-free, GMO-free, and that's important. And what I, you know, tell people about is a keto alkaline diet, a ketogenic diet with enough alkalinizing vegetables. So when you test your urine pH, you get an alkaline pH of 7 at least. So that's something to really, is really important, especially as we're menopausal transitioning in hormones to focus on. So that's a few of the things. Plus in moisturizing the tissue, lubricating it, and maybe giving it some natural hormone back, such as DHEA, which is an adrenal hormone, that when we use it on the vulva or vaginally, we can improve the muscle strength, reverse aging, improve the integrity of the mm-hmm. the mucosa of the vagina as well.
Dr. Anna, I got to ask you, because we're like the instant society. Everybody wants it done tomorrow or today.
Ah.
If you start utilizing, and again, I love it. You're the real deal, because you didn't go right to, here's the remedy. Here's the problem. You know, we got to detoxify. We got to clean up what's going on. We got to put good things in. It's like that tells me, and again, any friend of Alex Jameson I know is going to be for real like you are. So if you're going to utilize some of these things, including there's a you know, moisturizing DHEA product we'll talk about briefly, how rapid reverse response are typically women seeing? Because they'll ask the question, will it be a day, will it be a week, will it be 2 months, will it be 2 years?
All dietary nutritional remedies, I always say you need to give yourself 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And even with hormone therapy, right, bioidentical hormone therapy as well, 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes we see it sooner, but no, there's no magic wand. There's no instant fix. This requires discipline and practice and dedication. I mean, it becomes a lifestyle.
Right, right. So in terms of remediating, things that they can do then, continue.
So, and I was just thinking pelvic floor exercises. When we lose muscle strength, even in our arms, we lose the healthy blood supply to those muscles, and that makes a difference too. So pelvic floor exercises are key. I always tell my clients, where I would see them in pregnancy, I'm like, you got to do these now to have a healthy childbirth, but also until you die, you cannot stop your Kegel exercises.
Okay. We got some good exercising, ladies, coming up after this. Mm-hmm. Don't slack off in the wintertime. So, by the way, those of you, we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com links to Dr. Anna's website. It's drannacabeca.com. DrAnnaCabeca.com. If you don't remember the spelling, don't worry. You can go to robertscottbell.com, where you always go, and link right through. Also, there's, and I'd like you, everybody, sign up for her email alert. She's got a terrific free ebook you can get as well. But also, the other thing is, you have this product called Jolva, which rhymes with vulva, which sounds like it could be a remedy for women to start using right away.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do see differences with the use of Jolva within even a couple weeks. But I always say, give yourself 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. So what is it that's unique about this product versus things that, you know, ladies that might not be aware of options, they go to the drugstore, maybe even the health food store, and they don't see something as efficient, as effective as what you found?
Well, yeah, and this is key too, because what happens is, especially as we're transitioning, we can have vaginal dryness. And this isn't exclusive to women in the menopause. Young women will have this vaginal dryness too for certain reasons, mostly hormone disruption and toxins. But, you know, you go in for lubricants, and lubricants are full of toxins. Most of the lubricants, there are a few good that I can recommend, but lubricants are just surface, like a surface solution that will help with glide and slide, right? But moisturizers, moisturizing lubricants for the vulva are even better, because that's going to help the tissue, soften the cells. You know, that's a topical treatment. What we put on our skin gets absorbed by our skin. So in creating Jolva, I wanted the best of moisturizing benefits plus therapeutically fixing the underlying reason why we have the muscle atrophy and the cell wall.
Yeah, so many of those lubricants in the drugstores, they have benzene, for goodness sake, and other harmful additives and preservatives. It's like those are going to be pro-inflammatory to cells. They're like toxins, and they're destroying the integrity, even though temporarily they might slicken it up. So there's a difference maker here, what you're talking about.
Yeah, it destroys the integrity. Also, it also destroys the bacterial flora, your microbiome.
Right.
And we want to honor that. And that's the problem with many lubricants, including aspartame. I mean, seriously?
Wow.
Like, you know, it's really sad when you start looking at the ingredients. And this is our birth canal, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's very vital to life.
Right. Well, Dr. Anna, we've got about a minute left before we have to break here with you. But what are the things, the takeaway message for the first people hearing you for the first time they should do now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, one, I would just definitely like you to keep doing your pelvic floor exercise. I mean, using what's natural. Some things in your cupboard, such as coconut oil, is a great natural moisturizing lubricant. And to join me on my website as I'm launching my pelvic health series at drannakabeca.com. And don't give up. It's important for intimacy and connection. It's important, and we can really reverse the hands of time here.
Well, you're sending a really empowering message to those who probably need it, whether they realize that there was any hope at all. And I appreciate you, spending the time with us this afternoon. I'm just really, really blessed to now know that this is an option for folks. So, Dr. Anna Kabeca, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you don't
Thanks
mind.
We might
call again if we have other listener questions that go to that area that Super Don and I probably can't answer as well as you.
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. That's Dr. Anna Kabeca. Again, links are up in the show notes. You can find her there. Sign up for email alerts and her pelvic floor exercise work group, I guess you can call it. All right. Back after this to wrap it up on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right. Dr. Anna says she's got upcoming events for a compounding pharmacist, the PCCA at Las Vegas, 16th, 17th, 18th of February. Also, January 30th coming up this month in St. Simon's Island. She's got an event related to hormones, things like that. So if you happen to be in South Georgia along the coast, you can go check her out. Also, this, I believe, Wednesday, the 18th, there's a advanced medicine online, what we talk about, these webinars with Dr. Rasha Bitar again. So we'll get that information out. We got advanced medicine every Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll be able to check it out. And, of course, RSB15 gets you discounts on a bunch of things, including CBD oil, plus CBD.com, plus CBDoil.com. Also, activation products, Ease Magnesium, Oceans Alive, the super nutritions that you get there, and many other things. RSB15 gets you 15% off there. And, well, there's more. Check it out. Show notes, robertscottbell.com. Now, we mentioned nothing about triskaidekaphobia, I believe it is, on Friday the 13th, the other day. So.
Yeah, it kind of came and went. And
I was like, you could tell how paranoid and how, what's the word, when you're scared of stuff like that? You know, what is it? I know it's triskaidekaphobia, but sort of like superstitious. That's the word.
Superstitious, of course.
Right. We're totally, obviously not, because we didn't even mention Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th. Yeah. So we are going to revisit a story we didn't cover, so that we're revisiting it. We're visiting it for the first time. Flying. It was because people are afraid of flying. How about if you were booked on Friday the 13th on flight 666 to hell?
To where?
How about that? To hell. Not the Berlin.
Is that a nonstop flight or is there a layover?
It depends on where you're flying from. This one was from Copenhagen to Helsinki, Finland. Helsinki, Finland, the airport code, H-E-L, hell, right? So people thought this was really cute, and they said, world's most terrifying flight. Fearless passengers take flight 666 to hell on Friday the 13th.
On Friday the 13th. How could you make that any worse for somebody who's superstitious, right?
Oh, my gosh. And the question
maybe
is,
if there was a black cat in the
in the aisle, up and down the aisle the whole time through, right? And right. you had to cross under a ladder to board the plane.
And when you made it to the restroom, you actually broke the mirror in the restroom.
Oh, right? Man, you're talking there bad you luck, right? Wow. So apparently, though, none of that actually happened. The flight took off from Copenhagen, landed in Helsinki on Friday the 13th, and everybody arrived safe, sound, and alive and well. So how interesting is that? It didn't go to hell as they had thought.
Well, superstition is an interesting thing. Because, you know, I mean, there literally are people that, you know, they're very superstitious. They don't like the number 13. Have you ever been superstitious about anything like that?
Not really.
What is there? Isn't there like one of, like, you can't open an umbrella inside the house?
Inside the house, something? Right. Well, step on a crack, break your mom's back, remember that?
Right.
I mean, those are all silly games. But no, I mean, you can't say you don't think about it because they're like embedded into our DNA, these things. But the question is, did you let it phase you and bother you? That's a question. Now, if you see a black cat, you know, I've talked about symbolism, right? People, when you dream, you see a black cat. What does that mean? Is it bad luck? I mean, I'm more actively engaged. I like people to make their own dream dictionary, their symbols. So symbols mean something. Like if you see a hawk, does it mean, you know, wisdom? So, and you get to decide. Now, you can go to like ancient Native American totems and read up on theirs. But I believe you have the power to say, you know what? When I see an elephant, it means this. Or when I see a hawk, it means this. Or and you are actively participating in, like, co-creating your life. And so you can engage any of these thought forms. Anytime I see a ladder, it doesn't mean bad luck. It means, you know, I'm climbing, you know, up to a better thing, right? And so I would take this kind of concept of superstition and turn it on its ear in that way.
I wouldn't walk under a ladder because I think it's good bad luck. I don't want to walk under a ladder because I don't want, like, a can of paint to fall on my head.
And you have raised another brilliant point, Superdon. Most of these superstitions are based on things that are common sense that say, you know, for safety's sake, it'd probably be better to do this, not that. Now, I don't know about the black cat. Maybe that's Salem, New Hampshire. They have more information about black cats there, right?
Yeah.
So let us know.
I'm glad you brought that up. Another shout out to our new affiliate, WCCM, at 1110 a.m. in Salem, New Hampshire. Awesome.
Right. So if you were upset about anything we said today, give us a call. You can leave a message, 866-939-2355. That's Bell, B-E-L-L at the end of that. Or go to robertscottbell.com, leave us a message. If you liked it, tell us that too. If you want us to cover something else, tell us that too. That's why we got Dr. Annika Beck on today, because of your questions. They're awesome. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We got five more days to go. 7 to 9 Eastern time if you listen live or archived. In the show notes, you'll find the link, robertscottbell.com, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.